Hello.
Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. I'm returning your call back. How can I help you?
Yeah, I don't have my customer number, but I can give you the name, address, and phone number.
What's your name?
Josh, Josh Livingston, Livingston.
And your address?
5005 Delaware Drive, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37412-2913.
Thank you. Now, how can I help you today?
Okay, I didn't know that that charge was going to be coming out so soon on that new shipment, but I did not want that new shipment because I was not impressed with the first ships that came out.
Now, we didn't receive your cancel.
I got the initial welcome shipment. So what do I need about the second shipment that's on its way? Because I
Yeah,
don't
I
want it.
see. Yeah, shipped out on the 27th, so it's on its way. You can return it for your refund if you would like to do so.
Okay, can you send me a prepaid label? Because I can't afford to ship that back.
Now, unfortunately, no, sir. We don't send any prepaid labels. Customers always must pay for their shipping and handling for their returns.
Do you know about how much that is?
No, sir. Your shipping and handling fee for this was $4.90, so it might be around that, hopefully.
Okay, I tell you what, I may just say screw it and keep the one that's on its way then. But one thing I would like to get, and I will probably try to, but cancel the rest of those right there, please.
Was there ones that you wanted, or did you want to skip certain items to just receive the
I
ones you
want
wanted?
to. Well, I felt like the advertisement was a little bit deceptive. I clicked on the one that said that it came with a free pen and a free folder, and I never got either one of those.
You said a pin?
Right, in a free folder, and it didn't come with those. So I was disappointed right off the bat, but I wasn't impressed with the quality of the ships either.
Okay.
But one other thing that I thought was odd is the online PDFs were not downloadable. That made me mad.
Yeah, we didn't have that option for that. Yeah, your
That
binders and
sounds silly.
your binders in this
It
shipment that just
sounds.
shipped out.
Yeah. Do what now?
Your binder or your folder is in your shipment that just shipped out on the 27th.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great then. I will keep that one then. That's fine. But yeah, it was supposed to be either a Starfleet pen or I don't know how much you know about Star Trek, but it was supposed to be a Star Trek pen that came with the initial shipment, and at least I thought so. That's what the ad said, and I never got it.
Now, you'll receive the free gifts throughout the membership, actually, but the first shipment only contained the collection guide as the extra item, and then shipment number two, your binder, and then shipment number nine, your dedication plaque, and then you'll receive another binder with item number 16, and then you'll
Well,
receive,
yeah, I mean, like I said, I'll accept that second shipment, and I guess I'll just go ahead and keep it to store those other magazines in. But my biggest disappointment really was those PDFs not being downloadable. I thought that was kind of a ripoff for what I'm paying for the ships and the whole program. But I know that's not your fault personally. I don't want you to think I'm taking it out on you. I mean, you don't have any control over the company. I get it.
Yeah, hopefully we do update and get that PDF and online access. Yeah, and that's a great idea
Yeah,
too.
and I was talking
That was the
about I
first
was
time
talking to
I
some of
heard
my
that suggestion
friends.
too.
Yeah, well, I was talking to I have about 25 friends in this area that are subscribed to that. And they are talking about dropping the program too because those PDFs are not downloadable. It's easier for us to put it on our computers and keep the magazines safe in storage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, there was some, I think some new collections were like that. Okay. To download.
Well, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I may log back in there and try, but if you could check for me, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Just a moment.
Sure. And I know I came off aggressive, and I appreciate you being receptive to that, because I know that you realize I'm upset, and it's not aimed at you. It's the company, and unfortunately, you rely on their money to pay your livelihood, and it's not you. It's not you at all.
Thank you. I understand. But, yeah. Now, I'm asking my manager about which one just to verify. Now,
okay.
We can also, like, reduce the number of items to make this more comfortable for you, if you would like.
No, but at the end of canceling this one, there's another one that I do want to check out, because it's another $4.95 risk-free offer, because I want to see what this one looks like.
Okay. Just
and it's
second.
The one that has the models, you know?
Okay. Hold on. I'm still waiting for this answer. Just
no, 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 you're fine. One thing at a time. I just wanted to let you know I had additional business afterwards. Not a problem.
Oh, it's no problem either. Yeah, and I'll make sure I answer that question,
yeah,
too.
And please take your time. I'm not one of those redneck jerks that wants to just be, you know, bitch and beat you down. I used to do similar work to what you do, and I know how hard that is.
Yeah, thanks.
Especially with all the COVID crap and everything else, and you may or may not be working from home, and that really does make it 10 times harder, because you've got to contend with your family and kids and all kinds of stuff. So I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, too.
And I really, really do want to thank you for continuing to do what you do and help the public out. I'm not sure that I would be so comfortable doing that during this time. Because people are angry a-holes right now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, a lot of emotions are flared up.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a Republican type, if you know what I mean about angry a-holes.
Yeah. Yeah, serious, yeah.
Angry, narrow-minded a-holes at that. Those people really tick me off. Racist, homophobic, MFers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That you have to accept and love everyone.
Love, yes. Except, I have a hard time with that one.
Yeah, I can understand that too.
I have a better time accepting Donald Trump's hair than I do Donald Trump. And
yeah.
That man's a madman.
Yeah.
His hair has the unfortunate distinction of being attached to his head. Which I still think is a dead cat, by the way.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
It's a dead cat, I'm telling you. At least they're out of the White House. Melania and Barron don't have to worry about being chained in the White House basement anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that man is insane in the membrane three times over.
Yep, now he's gone.
Well, I don't hate anybody, but if I've ever had the most extreme dislike for somebody, it would be him. Because he screwed us every turn he got.
Mm-hmm. Now, my manager is reporting that the new collection for the Jeep and the DeLorean and the solar system. It comes with the downloadable magazines and PDF.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is called the one that I'm interested in. Did you cancel the subscription for the other one?
Yeah, I'm about to. Before I cancel, can I offer you a 20% discount for all future shipments before I cancel?
While I really do appreciate the offer, no.
Okay. And I'm canceling. I'm sending an email to gryffen35@gmail.com to confirm.
Okay. And if I do decide to send that shipment back, will I get credit back on my account?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just in case. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, allow 3 to 5 business days after it's returned for it to process.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see here. Whoa, what's this? I'm trying to figure out what this other one's called before you ask me about it. Let's see here. Okay. I've got the other one that I'm interested in so that you can look it up.
Okay.
And if you hear any beeps and boops on my phone, please don't hang up. It's just me checking a few things.
Okay.
And bear with me just a second here if you could.
Sure.
By the way, you have got to be the most friendly, most calm person, most reasonable person I have talked to in customer service in days.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. I try to be understanding.
And if anybody screams and yells at you and wants to be a total, pardon my language, but wants to be a total dick to you, you have my personal permission to write their address down, chase them down, and punch them in the fucking neck for being a jerk.
No, never that. No, so
because I have a feeling that you treat everybody across the board with respect.
Yeah, I do. I try to be neutral and try to make sure the customer is accommodated. It's all about the customer.
I can tell. And I can tell. And I don't know if your voice is always this calm and with that slow cadence to calm people down, but if it is, damn, I wish I had your talent.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that, Josh.
Where are you located, if you can even tell me?
Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, my God, the capital of redneck hell. How do you stay calm in this place? I lived there 1 year and about lost my damn mind.
It's not bad to me. I don't experience that.
Well,
I love it.
This was about 10 years ago. I worked for Southern Poverty Law. I worked for an attorney named Marianne Prince, and I worked for the governor of Alabama, Don Siegelman at the time, who is now in prison. Please don't hold that against me. I had no idea what the hell he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a good guy, but was a damn crook. I had always wanted to go see Martin Luther King's church, and it freaked me out whenever I saw that Martin Luther King's church was located catty-cornered to that racist-ass Capitol building.
Mm-hmm, right by the police station.
I had no idea the police station was right there, and that 2 blocks away was the Capitol Rotunda building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very historic.
That man had more balls than I ever thought about having.
Yeah,
Martin Luther King Jr., that man had cannonballs. Oh, my God, no wonder he was able to accomplish what he did, and thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely changed a lot. Yeah, especially
in
Tennessee, too.
He was one of my childhood heroes, and actually, honestly, has always been one of my heroes. So it's one of those places that when my husband and I first had to move there, I was totally geeking out about the Capitol building and Martin Luther King Jr.'s church. And the cool thing about it was that was the same year that I moved there that Clinton did the march from Selma.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to watch that. And the second night we were in our apartment, our entire apartment shook, and we thought it was a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
I wrapped up in a blanket, hauled ass outside, and coming right over my head was Air Force One flanked by 3 fighter jets. And while Clinton was going to Maxwell Air Force Base, one of the neatest damn things I'd ever seen. I wish I had a camera. And I swear, if you'd been on the roof, you would have been able to touch Air Force One.
It was that low?
If you've ever seen Air Force One, that plane, I swear to God, is the size of a friggin' city.
Wow. Yeah, I know it's huge.
But
It's a
it was amazing.
747, mate.
It's actually larger than a 777.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they must have updated it to a jumbo jet.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And there's a new one that's going to be rolled out in the next 2 or 3 years. It's going to be even bigger with even more high-tech equipment, more top-secret equipment. It's going to actually have defensive weapons on it and deflective weapons.
Yeah, I think that's our next model for Eagle Moss.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
hopefully.
Really?
I was just joking. It sounds amazing. I think we should make a model out of it.
Do you guys have an Air Force One model?
No, but I think we should try and pitch that idea to try and make a bill for it. Because I'm looking at it.
That's a damn good idea.
Because
I always check back to y'all's website to see what new things y'all have. But the one I'm looking at right now that I want to get, now that you've got the other one canceled out and everything, is the, it's called the Star Trek The Next Generation USS Enterprise 1701D build replica of Picard's USS Enterprise.
Okay. And so build up?
With working lights.
Just a second.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I found it. Yep, it's the build up.
Okay. That one looks badass. It's a die cast metal model.
Yeah, 27 inches long.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the it's a $495 introductory offer as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I would get my free pins anyway right there. Hell yeah.
That's right. And cool. Then you'll get a 3-week trial period. And then you can decide
awesome.
If you want it to continue or customize it.
Cool. Because that's a new program you guys have, and I know that.
Yep, you could pre-order.
What date does it come out?
Oh, I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up. What was that?
What date does it come out?
Just a moment, let me see if there's an update for it.
And it's $495 for the introductory with shipping and everything, right? Okay.
All right, and it says in 27 days in March.
Oh, I don't mind waiting. It'll be a late birthday present for me.
Would you like to pre-order today?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
All right, just a second.
Now, let's say that I get it and there's a component or two missing. Is that going to be an issue?
Now, you can let us know if anything's missing, and we'll rectify
it. Okay, cool. Awesome.
All right, now they have a platinum and a regular. The regular.
What's the difference in price?
The price, basically the platinum is you pay $1 extra per kit for the deluxe display base.
Well, let's do the dollar extra. That's fine.
Okay.
So it'd be $5.95, right?
No, that's after your first shipment. So your first
afterwards.
Shipment will be your first one is $4.95, and you'll be a platinum subscriber, so it'll just tack on $1 extra per kit.
Okay, so the first one has the base.
No, the first shipment will include model kits 1 and 2, and the magazines.
Okay. Can I order the base separate?
No, the base is a free gift. It'll have to come throughout your membership or come in your membership.
So there are bases available for those introductory ones?
No, not for the introductory.
Well, that's just silly, but maybe they'll change that later. Who knows? Like you said, it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. And
I
also,
totally get it.
What's your t-shirt for your t-shirt size for your free gift?
Let's see. Have you seen the shirts?
No, actually I haven't. They only have two sizes, too. Small to medium and large to extra large.
Okay, let's do large to extra large.
Okay.
Or, I mean, or is it, you mean large or extra large, or is that the size kind of like?
Yeah, it was kind of confusing as well. It only has two sizes, so the small to medium might be.
Just put large.
Yeah, it might be best to go with the larger.
Yeah.
All right, just a second. Let me go to the next portion.
That's a nice shirt, too.
All right, and that first name is Josh, right?
Yes, sir. Just like Joshua without the UA.
All right. Livingston, and that same address, 5005 Delaware Drive?
Yes, Chattanooga 37412, and that's
okay.
In Tennessee, yes.
All right, and same email address as your other account?
Griffin, GRYFFEN35@gmail.com.
And same telephone number? Yes, sir.
Okay.
And should we use the same telephone number too? 423-362-4055?
Same number I've had for 20 years, yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm very predictable.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to
I
the
like
next
things
portion.
Staying the same, especially if your brain's trying to do 29,000 things at one time. One thing changes and you're all kinds of thrown off, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty routine myself. if people want to get me, they know where to get me. And I have.
Well, I've been diagnosed with OCD, and you know what's funny is whenever the pandemic hit, you know, the strange things that I do with hand sanitizer and I'm a germ freak and all this other stuff, they don't laugh at me anymore because they're doing the same thing that I do.
Yeah, everybody is. Everybody should have been a germaphobe before the pandemic. I know
I was.
Yeah,
it's like I said, I have obsessive compulsive disorder and I've been diagnosed with that by my psychologist. And everybody used to laugh at me for it. And the ones that were laughing the most, they ain't laughing now. One of them's dead.
Wow. Yeah, they used to laugh at me when I first used to wear the mask before everybody wore it. They're like, "Why? Look at him wearing the mask." I'm like, "Yeah, now everybody wearing it."
What do you think of me now? What do you think of me now, huh? I actually did that to people, and they got mad at me. You know what? Oh well.
And what's the name on your card?
It is Josh Livingston, no middle initial.
All right, and what's the car number?
I thought I almost had it pulled out here. Let me finish getting that.
Okay.
Great. 4355-4737-0013-3939. And the expiration is 12/23.
12/23. All right. And the security code?
Okay. Let's see here. Security code is 561.
Thank you. All right, and before I go over, or before I click the process order button, I have to go. excuse me. I have to go over the terms and conditions real quick. It says Star Trek Enterprise D build-up collection today to receive model kits 1 and 2, plus your magazines for only $4.95. Your total today will be $4.95 with the free shipping. And every month you will receive 4 new kits containing parts and assembly magazines to continue building. Now, you can reduce the number of items, or you can even change the number of items. You can even change your frequency. You just have to give us a call after we place this order. And you will automatically be charged $12.90 per kit, Shipping will be $245 per kit. And since you were
you a platinum member, you said you send them out 4 at a time?
Yeah, if you do not customize or do anything to your account, it'll automatically send out 4 pieces per shipment. But you
okay,
can call
but
us
I can't
back
do
and
anything.
Change it.
But I can't do anything until the first shipment goes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. Good to know.
And your total per month will be $65.40 since you were a platinum or premium member. You may also receive special subscriber-only offers or specials, and they will announce seasonal or 4 times a year. You'll have to respond to it, or if you do not respond, they will automatically ship.
Okay.
And by subscribing, you authorize us to retain your excuse me, I'm sorry about that. You authorize us to retain your payment information and charge all future shipments until you cancel. There is no obligations to continue, and you can cancel at any time.
Okay.
And now, you are over 18 and understood and agreed to the terms, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm 45.
Okay. All right, I'm about to submit order. I'm waiting for the response.
Okay. And are you able to email that receipt to me?
Yes. After it processes, it automatic. Yep, there it go. And you'll receive an email shortly. And
okay,
I have your confirmation number
be?
Too.
If it's in the email, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Now, after it ships on that future date, do you know about how long it'll take to get it?
It'll take 7 to 10 days after it leaves the warehouse. So once you receive your email, once you receive your email to let you know when it's on its way, it'll take 7 to 10 days afterwards.
And you said it'll actually ship on the 27th based on the pre-order, right?
Now, I'm going to your order now. And for the record, your account number is 5772-6440-002. And it doesn't have the ship day on it yet. So it'll probably ship out this week, most likely by Friday.
Okay. All right. Cool. That works for me.
All right. And I'm notating that we placed this order. Was there anything else, Josh?
Your manager needs to give you a damn raise.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I think they are listening too.
Okay. And, well, I'd be glad to tell them that myself.
Yeah, our quality assurance do listen to our calls. I do appreciate that compliment too. I think I deserve one too.
Well, yeah, you damn sure do, because you actually explain everything. And I've talked to a previous rep before, and they were not very nice, but this was the redeeming quality from you that made me want to check out the other program. So you were the one that upsold me on that one, even though I wasn't too happy with the smaller ones. Because I do like models, and I absolutely adore the durable sci-fi models that have all the little bells and whistles on them that last forever.
Oh, yeah. They'll be very, very valuable in the future, too.
Oh, they are badass, too, because you can take them to, I don't know if you go to, like, Comic-Con or anything like that, but those things are so popular in places like that. So when that gets started back up, man, people are going to be looking at me saying, where'd you get that? I want one.
Exactly.
And I'll send them right to you guys.
Okay. Please do.
It's a damn shame. Is there any way that I can get you every time I call?
Yeah, you can ask for me. My name is Terrell. I'm a manager as well.
Okay. Oh, wow. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm hoping you get your raise, and next time I talk to you, you better tell me if you do.
Yeah, I'm sending this to management now, too, upper management.
Yeah, tell them they can even call me back and talk to me. I don't care. I'm an open book.
Yeah. I'm letting them know Josh said to give me a raise. And I'm going to see what they say.
And you knew I wasn't kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad that I can help you with this order, too.
Well,
anytime you need help.
I called my new insurance company today and asked them for details about my plan. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to know every detail. I wanted to know answers to two questions. And you know what they did to me?
What?
I was talking to them just like I'm talking to you now, and they hung up on me. And it was a brand new insurance company that I had just switched to because I was unhappy with the previous one. Did that send a good message? Oh, no, it did not.
No, definitely no.
And it was only because the previous, yeah, with the previous insurance company went up on me by, went up by $187 this year. I was like, oh, hell to the no.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure you could find something cheaper.
Well, I might be stuck in this one for, because open enrollment's over. So who knows, but, I'm not happy with them, and I told them I was going to file a formal complaint against the representative who basically called me a liar, and it doesn't matter what it was about. She basically called me a liar when I was looking at their paperwork, and I said, are you saying your paperwork's lying? So I also dropped it in the mail to her attention with her ID on it and said, am I lying now? And yes, I did add the word B-I-T-C-H to the end of it because she called me a liar.
Yeah,
if she hadn't called
defamation.
Me a liar, I would have been. Well, if I'm paying, you know, them money, you know, don't treat me like a dog if I'm paying you money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should have definitely.
But listen.
Better.
But listen, you have a great day, and I'll be looking for that to come in the mail, and I've got to take this other call.
All right, Josh, and take care today too.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.